Smallpox. Text by Carmel Riley. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. The Biggest Challenge. People have always faced huge challenges. Over time, war, famine, and accidents have taken millions of lives. But the biggest challenge people have faced has always been disease. Over the last 200 years, people have tried to beat disease by keeping things clean, using vaccines and antibiotics. Chapter 2. Smallpox. Vaccination was one of the first big steps in beating disease. The first vaccine made was for smallpox. Smallpox was one of the most terrible diseases in history. Smallpox killed millions of people all over the world, and millions more were blinded or left with terrible scars. Vaccination is when a mild form of a disease is injected into a person. This gives the person immunity from the disease. There has not been a case of smallpox in the world for the last 30 years. Thanks to vaccination, most scientists believe that smallpox has now been wiped out. This makes smallpox the first disease to be beaten by humans. Chapter 3. Immunity. In the early 1700s, an English woman, Mary Montagu, was living in Turkey. Smallpox was everywhere, and many people died from it. Lady Montagu saw that many Turkish people seemed to be immune from smallpox. When she looked into this, she found that Turkish people had found a way to protect themselves against the disease. Turkish people knew that people only got smallpox once, so they used a simple kind of vaccination. They took some of the material from smallpox pimples and injected it into people who didn't have the disease. Although this material made the well people sick, they usually got better quickly, and they never got smallpox again. Mary Montagu used this kind of immunization on her own children. She told many of her friends in England about it. Many people in Europe also began to use this kind of immunization during the 1700s. Although this form of immunization was a huge step forward in getting rid of smallpox, it was not always safe. There was a chance that people would die when the smallpox material was injected into them. Chapter 4. A Better Way. In the 1790s, Edward Jenner, a doctor in England, saw a lot of people with smallpox. He also saw a lot of people with a disease called cowpox, which was like a mild kind of smallpox. Jenner saw that the people who got cowpox didn't get smallpox. Jenner wondered if giving people cowpox might make them immune to smallpox. He decided to do an experiment. He injected an 8-year-old boy with a cowpox disease. When the boy got over the cowpox, Jenner then injected him with smallpox. As Jenner had hoped, the boy stayed well. The word vaccine comes from the Latin word vacca, which means cow. Chapter 5. Smallpox Disappears. Jenner had found a safe way to immunize against smallpox. Over the next 100 years, this kind of immunization began to be used around the world. Over this time, doctors also worked on making the smallpox vaccine better. Slowly, smallpox disappeared. The last case was seen in 1977. Many other vaccines were made for other diseases, following on from Jenner's work. Now, people are protected from many diseases that they would once have died from. Along with keeping clean and the use of antibiotics, vaccination has made life much better and longer for many people around the world today. Today, there are vaccinations for chickenpox, diphtheria, hepatitis, influenza, measles, meningitis, mumps, rubella, typhoid, whooping cough, yellow fever.